The Bishop of Coventry has led a debate in the House of Lords on Syria. I spoke to Bishop Christopher a few hours before the debate started to find out why the issue is so important to him. Bishop Christopher, why did you want this debate to be heard?
In Coventry Diocese, we have a link with Syrian Christians in Jerusalem and the Jordan. And I visited Syria myself. I have personal connections with it. The situation is so desperately awful. It's deep and dreadful, and it's breaking so many hearts as we watch the extraordinary events unfold in front of us. It's an attack on the moral conscience of the world. Thousands are suffering in the most awful conditions, and it is a race against time. And it's so many people are wanting to do something about it. This is an opportunity for the House of Lords really to focus its expert attention and really try to see whether every stone has been upturned. The British government is doing some remarkable work, leading the world, in fact. But are we doing enough? Can we mobilise the world even more effectively?
And what sort of stories are you hearing about the kind of thing that's going on in the country?
The statistics that keep coming upon us are almost overwhelming, and they do get worse by the day. I believe that the latest figure is now, and this is of course a very round figure, 9 million people, 9 million people who are in need, many of those who are displaced from their homes. The refugee camps in Jordan are bigger than some cities in Jordan. The scale of the disaster is almost unprecedented. And what breaks my heart is that some of the wonderful examples of schools and hospitals and extraordinarily good relationships between the different communities in Syria, all of that has fallen apart, a vast exodus of people. And I think something like 2.5 million people who are in hard-to-reach and besieged areas of Syria at the moment, where any sort of aid is simply not getting through to them.
And what would you like to see done to help the people of Syria?
Well, I think there are two things. One is a ferocious war, really, on human suffering, really, that we must fight that with all the tools at our disposal, with all the energy we have, with skill and attention, strategic attention to opening up sources and access for humanitarian aid, and doing all that possibly can be done on an international level to alleviate immediate human suffering. But beyond that, we must be addressing the conflict itself. We must be finding a way for peace, because if we don't find a way for peace, then the suffering will go on and on, and these aid structures that we've set in place will be sort of become fossilised, and we won't be able to solve the underlying problem.
And finally, what will you do to make sure the issue is heard after the debate is finished?
Well, there will be ways in which I can take up further issues with the government. There will be ways in which the churches across the world, the World Council of Churches, I believe, is wanting to discuss this at its next meeting. Certainly in Coventry, through our Ministry of Reconciliation, we'll be wanting all we can. We're wanting to do all we can to try to address the situation and seek to do all we can to help those who have levers of power to do all they can to take full responsibility to solve this humanitarian crisis.